Blog Good afternoon. Talk Radio.
Good
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good afternoon or good morning, whichever time zone you're in. This is George Varonis, your national director. And I really appreciate you coming on this morning. We're doing a little bit of a different format. And this call, unfortunately, was not really advertised this week because we weren't sure we were going to do it for until now. So I'm going to go through a brief setting of stuff with you on this. And then next week I'll get into more details. We promote it. But if you could do me a favor, it would be a lot easier. I'm going to really start, go through this blueprint for foundational success. And it's easier if you jump on BeamerMeetings.com. So I'm going to give you a minute. If you're on your computer, go to BeamerMeetings.com. And I already opened up the lines. Let me share that with you. Hold on. And then you can see what I'm doing. And then, you know, I could also, I will stay on this. I'll mute my Beamer meetings, but I'll stay on the phone here with you. But if you're on Beamer meetings, you get to see what I'm doing. And if not, you could listen in. So I'm going to give you again a little second to get on there, BeamerMeetings.com. And again, if you're driving or you're just listening, that's fine too. So as you're getting on there, I guess I'll be able to see you if you get on there. So hold on. All right, a couple of people just jumped on. So again, BeamerMeetings.com. All right, good. Got a few more people. Good, good, good. Okay, so again, jump on BeamerMeetings.com, BeamerMeetings.com. So I know there's about 20, 30 people on this call, and I have about 5 on the webinar. So again, I'm going to just wait one more minute. So while you're doing that, you know, welcome to the new month. It's hard to believe it's December, and it's hard to believe we're almost in the Christmas season. We've got our Christmas tree this week, and it seemed early, but I guess it's really not. And we've been fortunate to have good weather so far. But at the beginning of the month, you know, set your plan for the month and know where you're going to be going. This is going to be an exciting month. We have the promotion, as you know, for the $49.90 for enrollment. We have the PaceSetter coming to an end this month for a reset. So a lot of people are going to be up for earning an extra $1,000. We have the PaceSetter 50% match for all those, and that's another cool thing. If you're working with your people, you can get them the PaceSetter. You get half of whatever they make. So between the promotion of the enrollment, where you sign them up for $199 to get the free Go Pack, and the PaceSetter closure, we should have a phenomenal month. And it's also really important because it's going to give you some momentum going into the new year if you've been enrolling people. So the reason I want to start this class in December, and I'm going to do it again in December, on really understanding the blueprint for foundational success is because if you didn't hear this yet, you might not have because we haven't announced the field, but we normally enroll about 300 people a month. And in the month of November, because of that promotion, we enrolled 580-some people. And in December, I'll predict we'll do about 600. So combined, we're going to have about 1,100 new people. And let's say, you know, a third of them just pay the $199 to get the GoPass. That's still probably about 800 new distributors or reps that are going to make a go at Beamer one way or another, part-time or full-time. So it's very instrumental that if you enrolled anybody, you get them off to the right start. Now, the other purpose of this blueprint for foundational success is it's really not just for new people. And I think that's been one of our maybe mistakes in promoting it or talking about it. This is critical steps or things that need to be constantly done to have success in Beamer. So you may, you know, let's say been in here 2 years and you're struggling with setting appointments. Okay. So you go back in there and you yourself listen to setting appointments and get some more ideas. You might say, think you're out of people to call. So you go to step number one. You might not be good at presenting. Go to step number three. So these are really for every rep in the company to constantly go back. So when people are calling me now that I personally enrolled, and they're going to start asking me, well, I'm not good at following up. Instead of me sitting there and talking to them for 40 minutes on following up, I'm going to say, go to the back office, go to the Blueprint for Foundational Success, and go to the module on follow-up. And listen to that, and then I'll call you, and you can ask me questions, and we'll go through that. So the first thing I'd recommend is everybody needs to go through it themselves. So if you look over here on the left, those that are on the phone, you won't see this, but you go into the e-learning on the left in the back office. You go down to Blueprint for Foundational Success, and this page will come up. All right, so now that's where you have all your tools. So if I page down through it, there's step one, building your contact list. There's step two, setting appointments. There's step three, making presentations. Step four, follow-up. Step five, we're going to start a fast track again in the beginning of the year and leading by example. And then you have step six, celebrating success. And step seven, creating an action plan, which actually could be step one too. So I'll come back to that in a minute. So KC, Connor, and myself spent a lot of time on this and over the summer, and I really think this is the most instrumental thing that we have as far as training for everybody. All right, so if you haven't used it, you can write in the chat room if you have any questions too, because I have the webinar open. So let's go through a little bit what you would do. So this is your homework assignment over the next week. I did it last night, and that was go through each of these modules yourself. Okay, if you haven't been through it. And before you start training people on or telling your new people to jump on it. So I'm going to go through a little bit how I did it last night. So, you know, the first one is I just hit resume right here. And some reason you have to go previous. I'll fix this. But you want to listen to the, even though this guy is a CAM actor, you want to listen to his 3 minutes on the cycle itself. I think it's excellent. He really tells you how to get started, why this is so important. And then there'll be another video in there next week. I actually did a 5-minute also why this is so important and how to go through it. Unfortunately, I don't see it on here right now, so I'm talking to Johnny at 12:30, and I'll find out where it is and get it on there. So go ahead and play. Like, I'm just going to play 20 seconds for a minute.
Beamer's goal is to create a holistic cycle of constantly repeated activities by combining the various modules and concepts we have discussed. If you consistently pursue these activities, you will be successful. For example, you can, one, make an appointment with your sponsor. Two, discuss the checklist for training new partners. Three, develop and then discuss your objectives. Four, plan your appointments and schedule for the next 90 days. Think of direct marketing as a professional sport. With discipline and determination, you will succeed in reaching the top.
So anyway, that's a 3-minute video. And what I like about it, it sets people up in the right tone. You know, it is a business. There are steps. There are critical things to do at the beginning. So then up here on the right, I would go right there. I just hit here, go next. And then he does a nice little video on referral business. I want you to play one thing for here on in. This
product line. We know that Beamer offers an excellent product line. This sentiment is true for all aspects of Beamer's business. In this chapter, you'll learn why Beamer has chosen the direct distribution model. You may think that in order to distribute Beamers, you need to open up a storefront in all of the biggest cities and stack Beamers up to the ceiling. Potential customers can then walk in, try the Beamer, you'd explain the product, and in the best case scenario, people will end up buying a Beamer set. But would this method actually work? A typical consultation in a store setting usually lasts from...
So I'll tell you why I think that's really important to open that up with your new enrollment, because he goes through in that video on how important it is to take care of your customer. First, he sets the parameters, like you don't have a storefront, you don't have all the expenses. You're a person that the company is doing everything for you, and you strictly have to take care of the customer base. And then he goes into the power of referrals. I'll tell you why I thought that was so important, because, you know, we will get a lot of customers. First, everybody starts out by selling, and sometimes they get so busy, they don't really follow up to do a good job on their customers. And he goes on to explain that the average customer will give you 3 to 5 referrals, and income-wise, that could mean, you know, $5,000 to $6,000 extra. So these aren't people you're signing up as rep. He's just saying if you get customers in and when you get customers, how to take care of them, how it leads to referral. So right off the bat, we're setting people up to understand the power of what we're really about. We're a customer-based, consumer-based company that has an excellent product, and it's a medical device to take care of your customers. So right away, you're ingraining in the person that the customer is always important. Now, you might think that's basic, but I can tell you a lot of people, especially they come in about building the business, they're off to their next sale, and they think, okay, I already sold that customer. Yeah, they'll like it, but I got to move to my next one, and not realizing that you can get 3 to 5 referrals that can mean 80% close ratio, because when they're more market like that, they're very strong. So take time. And what I would do, too, when I bring somebody in, I would listen to these videos with them. Okay, you might say, oh, I've been through a lot of that stuff. Hey, listen, you're investing in someone. They're investing in you. You're putting time. Look at all the time it took you to get them in the business. And then we tend to say, hey, just jump and get started. Put people on the phone and you'll do well. And remember, a lot of people don't have sales experience. They've never done anything like this. This is very different. So, again, you have professional people teaching you. And the whole goal of this foundational success is you have the best of the best in our system teaching you. So a lot of people say to me, well, I'm brand new, and they're brand new, and their person's brand new. You know, how do I teach anybody anything? Well, that's why you have these tools. Let us teach you and teach your people. So then if you go into the next one, we start getting into the program itself, right? And now, now we go through the 7 critical steps. Now, the one video missing there that I'll add is me explaining the whole system. But Casey did an excellent job going through, I think, 6 of the 7 steps, and I do 1 in the end. So every step we have for you, we give an explanation about that step, a little goal, what to do in that step, and then how you go into action. So remember, there's no use educating and learning if you're not going into action of that step. So I'm not necessarily saying you have to go train the person on all 7 of these steps right up front. In fact, I would even do that. I would show people where they are, because everybody has a different level of experience, and they're different where they are in their business than where they are in their experience of the past. But the bottom line is the first 2 steps are it. If you can't build a customer base or a contact base, and if you don't know how to set appointments, then you'll never get started in this business. It doesn't matter if you do a great presentation. It doesn't matter if you know how to follow up. It doesn't matter if you know how to celebrate success. You're not going to have anybody to work with. So go ahead and click here, and I'm going to just play you a second to get an idea what it's like.
This is Casey Conner, the Northeast Regional Director, and we're talking about step 1, building your list. Look, the reality is you got to get started somewhere in this business, and we know that if you don't have any Bob, you don't have any sales. Now, what do we mean by Bob? It's an acronym for Bodies on Beamer. And this is going to be one of the things that you're going to be doing on a regular basis.
So you'll have the explanation, right? And she'll walk through with you what you need to do. But then the key is do it. You know, you go through it. Now, the next page, you know, you do a contact list. So this is sounds so elementary, but I'm telling you, even when I get people in, and I'm going to start doing this more, is you have to have them make a contact list with you. So people always say, make a list, and then they write 5, 6, 7 names down. Here's the problem with that. They're going to go call 5, 6, 7 people or email them or talk to them. And let's say three of them or four of them say they're not interested. Now the person has two more names and they already feel rejected. They feel this is going to be a hard business. It's not going to work. When I get people to lay out 100 names and they call three or four and let's say they don't get the response they want, it's not a big deal. They have 97 more names to call. So each week over the next month, I'm going to go through a couple of these modules in detail. We're going to do them as an assignment. So what you want to do next week is bring your people that are brand new on this call, and we'll do step one and two, and then the following we'll do step three and four, et cetera. So this week I want to just really outline this so you know where everything is. So look at all these items. You know, who sold to my list? You know, I know individuals who, those who have been associated in the past, coaches, coworkers, roommates. So in Beamer, we know one thing. Every single person has blood flow you're talking to. Everybody in this country is a prospect. Now, they're not all prospects for the business. So what I personally like doing is building a customer list and a customer slash, you know, entrepreneur list or rep list. So, again, I'll come back to this. So now you go next again. And now in each section, there's more and more models. So the next one goes to setting appointments. Same thing. You play it. And you'll hear it, you just hit resume. Casey will go through an excellent video on how to set appointments. So I have people, like my cousin, I think, on this call, she's called me and saying, hey, what do I say? What do I do? How do I set an appointment? And so now I'll say, well, go, first of all, listen to how Casey describes setting an appointment. Then go next, and look, we have all these scripts. Now, here's the thing about scripts. You don't necessarily have to use these word for word, right? I tell people, look, everybody's different. I don't know what you've discussed with them. I don't know who they are to you. I don't know their relationship. So if it's maybe a super close friend that will absolutely do anything I say, my script might, I might take a couple bullets to the script and say, gosh, you know, I got into a medical device company. It's phenomenal. I was thinking about you. I know you mentioned you have a bad back. Man, watch these two videos. Play the 3-minute and the 8-minute video. You know, if it's someone that I'm not really close to, I might write a longer email like this that you'll see here. But we've given you ideas. Look, call scripts. You have email templates. You have what you want to text people. I can tell you, without a doubt, when you text people, you know, 8 out of 10 will respond. Even if you just said, have you heard of Beamer? And almost everybody will say, yes or no, what is it? And then you can follow the script here. We give it to you word for word. A lot of time and effort put into this. Some of this was even taught in the academy. And then this is something I don't think many people do, but in almost all the sections, you see like AIDA, you know, right here. So let me just skip to that for a second. So this is an excellent video on explaining a sales technique, okay? I'll just listen 1 second.
Maybe you have already heard of the AIDA principle before. They say that for every sales consultation, every business buyer, every advertisement spot, every appointment, anything and everything that has to do with sales, that you should use the AIDA principle. Many instructors have incorporated these four letters into their lesson plans and act as if it's a new innovation. But the principle has been tested over time. Sometimes the old hat fits the best. I find it as effective as ever. And for that reason, let's analyze what these four letters mean. The first A is for attention. The I stands for interest. That is to arouse interest. The D for desire. The desire to buy something. And the second A for action. For deal.
So here's the bottom line on that. We have professional people in the sales industry taking the most effective ways to sell, and we put them in these video forms. And I think so few people, this attention, interest, desire, action is something we used to teach in the academies over and over again, and it's incredible, you know, how good these trainings are. So, again, listen to the training. And then you go on, you know, go on the setting point, product testimonial guide. It talks about that. I'm going to just paste you some of this stuff and so forth. Then the next step is making presentations and demonstrating the Beamer. So a lot of people say, I can't do presentations. So our whole goal is, well, first of all, listen to Casey's thing about presentation. So you play the video again, right? And then go in here, and I'll show you something. I'm sorry, well, let me go back. So here's a presentation that was done by Bettina and myself. This is 30 minutes. It actually explains the Beamer concept, and you can play that right there for someone. So what I'd like to teach is that earn while you learn, right? So you don't need to learn all this stuff. If you have someone tomorrow that you caught their attention and they're interested in Beamer and you go, I don't know how to do a presentation, come right to the e-learning and play that presentation. It's all right there in the exact same spot. It's also in the back office. Now, here's your challenge too. This training system called Papa System, it's excellent. I can tell you personally, it's been on our back office for years, and I never listened to it until about 6 months ago. And I've been through a lot of sales training. I've been through a lot of classes. I work for companies that drill you on sales training. And I can tell you, this is an excellent system. So if you want to learn more about sales, you know, personal relationships, analyzing, how to do presentations, how to take action, take time. And you don't have to do this all at once. Maybe your goal is, hey, you know, each night I'm going to take 5 minutes and I'm going to play one section, take some notes, and learn something. So they're all there. So besides just the tools, we also are giving you excellent training in between. So let me get that back up. Sorry about that. And then let's see. I just lost my spot. Hold on a sec. So anyway, I'll go next. So again, it goes through all the training, great videos, and so forth. So I'm just going to pop right through that. Hold on. And here's how good they are. You can listen to one if you haven't. Hold on. Sorry, I jumped the gun there. Let me go. So anyway, you get the idea. Just go through these and listen to these videos. And oops, let me go through it. Hey, Casey, you're on, right?
I am, George.
So I'm going to bring you on in a second, but I, you know, have you had time to listen to those the Papa training?
Of course, I'm the one that vetted them for the platform.
Oh, you are beautiful. I knew you listened to them. I just said, well, I want
all
you to give a plug for these. So how good are those?
You know, they are very good. The content is really applicable. They were developed specifically for Beamer and done, as you have already noted, in a studio. And, you know, one of the things that I want to make sure people understand is that, you know, when you or any of the other leaders train on these things, we may use slightly different language, right, or a slightly different acronym, but what I want people to do is to listen to the actual content, to the tips, to the tools, to the questions. They are in absolute alignment, and, you know, as you and I discussed when we were working through all this, there was no need to redo those specific with the language that maybe we use here more often because they really are very well done. And the fact that you're hearing it in a slightly different way actually adds more value because, you know, the reality is some people don't resonate with Casey or they don't resonate with George. And so to hear it from these professional actors and actresses, it really is great stuff. Yeah. We've got so much content.
Yeah, so we'll go through this content with you, but let me continue. And Casey, hopefully you'll hold for a minute. So you got follow-up and the importance of following up and making a contest, et cetera. Then you have, you know, leading by example. And, you know, Fast Track is a very strong tool. So in January, and I need to work on this week, I'm going to go with the new Fast Track, and I'll explain it all again. But we have so many new people. There's not one of you that shouldn't be on Fast Track in January with your new person. Because I'm going to go through and really explain, and I'm going to use in Fast Track a lot of the stuff in this e-learning. So I did a video. If you don't know what Fast Track is, just go click the video, and I explain the whole Fast Track system, how it works, why it's effective, and why it's important. And then, you know, and then from there, we go into leading by example. And then the ultimate last one is, let me just get to it. The last one is, then we go into celebrating success. So, you know, now let's say you're seasoned, you've been around, but maybe you don't do this enough. You know, I was reading a statistic the other day that said you get more out of people showing appreciation and thanking them than even money they're paid. So people want recognition all the time. They want to be appreciated by you. And you know what? The reality is they are your business partner. And when they sell, you're earning income on them, right? So celebrate this day. And it doesn't have to be major. It doesn't have to be, oh, when they get the group leader, I'll make a big deal. Hey, you can celebrate the fact that they set two appointments, the fact that you got you on a three-way, the fact that I listen to my wife, Chris, a lot, and she talks to more people than I do probably in the business because they're calling her all the time for questions or issues or so forth. But I know when she's done, she's always like, wow, I want to congratulate you again. I saw you did two sales last month. I want to congratulate you for what you did. And people like it. So celebrating success at different increments. And we have a lot of stuff we're going to introduce again in January, all the different recognitions we do as a company, and a lot of it people aren't aware of. And then from there, the last step, it's not up here because they didn't put it, but the last step is 48-hour follow-up, and I'll show you that. So this video will be on here this week. And I'll tell you why. Here's another homework assignment. I would jump to this action plan on step number 7, especially with your new people, and I'd listen to this first. And I'll tell you why, because here, let me just show you. Let me play a section before I show you. Okay, wait a minute. It doesn't want to give it to me. All right, hold on a second. Do I get my email up? So anyway, the action plan, I do have it, so hold on a second. I don't know why it went out of service here. Here we go. In this action plan.
Hello, everyone. This is George P. Step number 4, too. If I want to be off to identify or get out of debt, David, go.
Okay, so you can see the first thing I'm teaching is you have to identify their why and set goals. So that's the first thing I'd be doing with someone. When I get somebody in, I think you have about 48 hours to 72 hours to sit there and do an action plan with them. But number one, you have to find out why they're doing Beamer. What's their really goal? What do they want to accomplish? Because remember, it's not your goal for them. It's their goal and their why to you. So someone says to me, listen, I want to do, you know, one appointment a month. And, you know, my goal is if I could sell one Beamer every 2 months, you know, it would be great because I'd like to pay my car payment. All right, and then I ask them all the why questions. Can you be more specific? How long has this been an issue? All the things we're training on at different modules. And then once I know that, I set a plan based on that. So I'm not going to say, come on, man, you got to go every day. I need you to call me tomorrow. And if that's their goal, they want to go slow and they don't have great goals to really do much, it's not that you don't work with them. Put them in perspective of where you need to be. If someone says, hey, I want to, you know, do this every single day full time and blah, 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 then that's a different conversation. So if you listen to this action plan, and again, hopefully it'll be up today even, I'll go to that first this week. And you can see I talk about leveraging the PaySetter program with new people. I then get into identifying their contacts and doing step number one. I talk a little bit about scheduling action right away, setting appointments, and then scheduling time to communicate when do we want to talk to each other each and every day. So this is essential. I was in another company, and I remember the key that they said is if you get someone started the first, 72 hours, the likelihood of success went through the roof versus just waiting a month later to do it. So schedule times, but listen to this module. It's all there for you, and you can go through those steps. So that's kind of the essence of the program, why it was designed. And I don't know how long you guys usually do blogs, but it's anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes. So I want to open up a little bit more for questions today on anything about the e-learning module. And then starting next week, we'll take 2 to 3 of these segments and we'll dissect them down a little bit more in detail. And then we could ask questions. So maybe section 1 and 2, you guys work on it this week and next week come with questions like, gosh, I'm struggling with an approach, or, you know, what happens if someone says this? So we could do some Q&A back and forth and really learn from each other, which I think would be even more helpful. So, Casey, do you want to add anything before I open up for questions? Because I kind of went through the system. Maybe add any remarks, and I'll open it up.
No, just that it's going to be a new behavior for people, right? So we just all got to support one another. And if you're a manager listening to this call, you know, get your team together on your next team meeting, go over the blueprint for success because they may not be logging in here, and let's get into that habit of not only sending our new distributors there, but more importantly, anytime we have a team training or a call or someone has a question, circle them back to the blueprint for success so it does become a core competency training for the entire organization and creates consistency.
Good, good. So here's a perfect example. I love this text, I mean, this chat I just got from Emily Lopez. She goes, good morning from Baton Rouge. I've actually gone through this, loved it. I especially love the sample scripts. I printed them all out and I created my own from the samples. The teaching guidelines make moving forward so much easier. Notes on everything along the way. Thank you for taking time to do this, et cetera. But see, that's my whole point. So you can print out those scripts, have them on your table, and then just, again, pick what you want to send people. Again, when people ask me, what exactly should I send? I don't know the relationship. All I know is I always send the 3-minute video that by Dr. Burke that describes the blood flow, and I always send the 8-minute video. I keep it simple with the message behind it. And again, if I know they have specific pain, I'll mention their pain and how this could help them. And so if it's about the business, I might just add, you know, something simple. Like, you know, I thought about you and for the new year coming up that you're always an entrepreneur looking for something. How'd you like to do something with great passion and economically support your family? Check this out. And then send one of the videos on the business. So we'll go through that. But that's what we have here for you. So I'm not sure exactly how to open up lines. Is it star one, Casey?
No, actually, George, this is Lisa. If you have questions for either George or Casey, hit one on your phone, and I will open up your line. I'll call out your area code and the first three numbers of your phone, and then you will be able to ask your question. Don't everybody jump at once.
Well, I'd love to start with Emily. Emily, can you jump on? Because I know you're up and running hard. Is Emily there? Emily, press
yes.
One.
Yes, area code 225-200, 225-200. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, Emily. So I know you're at least seasoned a little bit on this, but just give us your take a little bit. I know you wrote that message, but can you give anybody another tip or something that you're doing that makes a difference of how you did it?
What I like best about it is when everything is – nothing in there is long at all, you know. And
right.
Now, it was a little longer for me because I took notes, like, with every section I was writing down. But it gave me confidence that I didn't have before I went through it. So because everything is right there laid out in front of us. So it made me excited and it gave me a bit more of a confidence is all I can really, that's the word I'm thinking of to talk to people.
Oh, you know what? That's a great point. And that is what it's about. Because look, when you're new and you haven't been in sales, a lot of this is, you know, scary, let's say, or you know, uncomfortable because the behavior you've never done. And I think that is exactly what it does. I'll give you an example. This is funny, but I just bought a new house. And I found out from my neighbor that we have nice big black, they're called black rat snakes in the woods here behind us. And said, yeah, every summer a couple of them come up on my deck or they come into the yard. And here they're about 3 to 6 feet long. And I'll tell you what. Our whole family was like, that's it, we're out of here, we're moving. We have such a fear of snakes. And I was, like, petrified. I was like, oh, my gosh, those were out there by the pool laying out and a snake slivers up on your chair and da-da-da. So here's my point. I finally went on the Internet, and I was kiddingly saying, I want to find a snake catcher. Well, I decided to look up black snakes, and I find out, A, they're not poisonous. B, they're very shy. C, they never harm you. Even if you step on them, if they bite you, nothing happens. And so forth. So my point of it is I'm educating myself. So now my brain set and my mindset is like, okay, it's not that bad. If I see one of those snakes, I'm not going to panic and think the world's coming in or try to kill it. I got to figure out how to catch it with one of those poles and throw it back in the woods. But the point of it is I'm educating myself and my comfort zone became better. I don't have the same fear. And a couple of neighbors told me the same thing. But if I had not read that, I saw that snake, I'd have panicked. I would have, you know, who knows what, especially if it was up on a tree in our yard or in the pool area. So that's kind of what happens here. You know, you're scared a little bit. You're not sure about making that first call or setting the appointment or what to say. And you get educated, and all of a sudden that fear goes away. And I love this quote, you know, do what you fear most, and your fear becomes your greatest asset. So if you fear setting appointments or picking up the phone, get good at it through these scripts, and all of a sudden that becomes a great asset on building the business. So thank you, Emily. Appreciate that.
Wow, George, that means you're going to become a snake charmer.
Well, I'm not quite there yet. It works good on the video. I haven't seen one live come up my yard yet. But all I know is my kids say, Dad, you always leave the garage door open. You imagine one might be under our bed. And I'm like, so every morning, Chris and I said, we have a routine. We're going to make coffee. And then while the coffee is brewing, we're going to check under all the beds and through the garage, make sure no snake got in our house. So anyway. All right. What other questions?
George, you do have another caller, 619-277, 619-277. You're live on Blog Talk.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
This is Rowena Murray, and I haven't been on Blog Talk for a while, but I decided to get on it because we have a lot of new people. I just wanted to see what was going on. I think this is an amazing thing that we're actually doing. I think it's not just for new and old. This is something that I haven't gone through, and definitely I'm going to go through it this week so I can actually do the walk and talk so that I know that what they're going through, I can actually help them get through it. And I think back when we started 5.5 years, we didn't have anything, so this is amazing. So thank you for everybody who put their efforts to get this going.
Great. Well, you gave me a new thought pattern on our manager's call, that so I'm going to challenge all the managers to make sure they do go through this. Because, look, I got to admit, even myself, I put a lot of it together, and Casey did a lot of it. And until I was forced kind of myself to do this call, I said, wow, I better really go through all these modules and make sure I understand each section. And when I did it all finally, and I even went through all that pop-up training, I was actually blown away. I'm like, I can't believe we have all these great tools. So thank you for that comment, because that is excellent. And really take time to do it. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, especially with the training stuff. Anybody else, Lisa?
No, George, that's all of the questions, unless somebody has a last-minute question, and if you want to just do final comments and wrap it up.
Yeah, I see people in the chat, so I'm answering some of the chat questions and so forth. But, yeah, my final comment would be, you know what, go into action. You don't get anywhere when you just sit around and think about it or dream about it or fear about it, right? Get into action. And I think, like Emily said, gain confidence in this, and don't get overwhelmed. Pick one module that you want to work on right now. So again, if you've been in this business for a while and you have a whole bunch of people that in your group, you know, maybe that whole module on celebrating success is something you've been missing and not showing enough appreciation. Maybe setting up the why. You know, I would challenge you this. When I'm in meetings, I always say to people, so who did you enroll? And they go, oh, Mary. I go, why does Mary want to do the business? Oh, you know, she wants to make a lot of money, or she wants to pay off her mortgage. And I go, really? I go, give me more specific. Well, I don't know. Well, did you talk to her more detail? No, but I know that'll motivate her. And they don't even get into detail of it. So I bet you most people don't really deep down know why the other person is doing it. Oh, they're passionate about helping people. Okay, that's great, but what's their goal? How are they trying to help you? You have one person. So go back and figure out their why, but also know your why so you can share it with them too. And be about the other person and show that you really want them to grow. It'll make a big difference. Casey, do you want to end with any comments?
Nope, just the tool is there for you to use, and go leverage it and really support yourself and your team. And get yourself set up so that in 2022 you can blow this thing right out of the doors.
Hey, someone did just mention, will this be on Zoom next time? I am going to do it. I will do the Blog Talk phone number like this. We'll be on the call. But, yes, it's going to be on Zoom. So I'll send out a better reminder next week to everybody. But I want it on Zoom because it's easier if I'm showing you stuff on the computer than just talking, and I think you learn more and you'll see more. I know you said there's one more question there, Lisa.
Yes, we do. 908-887-908-887. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Marian Henderson. I was just wanting to know if you would repeat what you said about the fear.
It's
your biggest fear?
Yeah,
I started to write it down, but I didn't get it.
Yeah, the quote is, do what you fear most, and your fear becomes your greatest asset. Do what you fear most, and your fear becomes your greatest asset. So, again, in this case, you know, I learned that actually in a training many, many years ago. Because believe it or not, as much as people think, I've been in sales all my life, I always hate still picking up the phone and calling someone. I love the texting. So that, it's not really a fear, but it kind of was. I didn't like, you know, feel like, oh, I'm pushing people or, you know, they're not going to want to do it. Or they go, here comes George, he's trying to sell me. So I had to get better at the initial phone call. And then when I did, I realized I wiped up in that sales business because if I didn't call people, I couldn't get appointments. So the fear became good. So thank you. That's a good quote and comment.
All
right, George, that is it.
Okay, I appreciate everybody, and we'll look forward to next week, and we'll get into a little bit more detail. Do your homework assignment number one. Go through the system yourself and pick one or two modules you need to work on, and then we'll go through it in detail. All right, you're on.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.